I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman, the fishing outlook for central Wyoming. Coming up. After a winter of record-breaking low precipitation and unseasonably high temperatures, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is closely monitoring landscape conditions across the state. As the managers of Wyoming's aquatic wildlife, the department is closely monitoring how these habitat conditions will influence wildlife and is taking proactive steps to protect the resources held in the public trust. In the Lander region, while there has been a little spring moisture, current low water levels are still a concern. This outlook is a real-time snapshot rather than a final prediction. Habitat conditions in Wyoming can shift rapidly with the late spring or summer moisture. Trout River fisheries can bounce back quickly with above-average snowpack and high flows during the spring and summer, but it usually takes multiple years of above-average snowpack to fill the reservoirs. Anglers heading to the central Wyoming area will find that despite a lower than average snowpack, many of the region's premier fisheries are still in excellent health. The timing of the spring runoff is expected to be earlier than average. Boyson Reservoir is currently a standout destination, particularly for those targeting walleye. Recent biological surveys indicate a phenomenal population of walleye in the 14 to 20 inch range, with a significant number of trophy sized fish exceeding 25 inches. Fisheries biologist Paul Garrity notes that the reservoir is in a period of high productivity. He says in addition to walleye, spring offers a productive window for rainbow trout, which can often be caught from the shoreline in the 17 to 20 inch class before water temperatures rise in midsummer. The Poposia system remains a reliable stronghold for trout. The Little Poposia, in particular, maintains an impressive biomass, with some stretches supporting up to 600 pounds of trout per mile. If you're looking for larger rainbows, the main stem of the Poposia offers consistent opportunities for fish over 20 inches. In the Wind River Mountains, the high-elevation snowpack is currently sitting at roughly 59% of the long-term median. Now, while that's lower than in previous years, it provides enough of a buffer to sustain the region's high alpine lakes. These remote waters remain excellent destinations for golden, cutthroat, and brook trout. Closer to the plains, the Sweetwater River has shown a positive trend in brown and rainbow trout numbers following several years of favorable water levels, making it a sleeper pick for this season. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.